Welcome to the Michelle Schwartz Academy. I hope everyone had a great Memorial Day weekend as we honor our fallen heroes for serving this wonderful nation. Today, we have a very special guest. Her name is Reverend Jocelyn Faure-Pierre. She is known as the Intuitive Well-Being Educator. Like myself, she is an ordained minister from the International Metaphysical Ministry. She is a practicing metaphysician, an integrative nutrition health coach, an international award public speaker, and an author. Her focus is to be of service teaching, coaching, and counseling on mind, body, spirit through sacred self-care. Without further ado, welcome, Reverend Jocelyn, to the show.
It's a pleasure to be here, Reverend Michelle.
Hi.
Thank you so much.
Thanks for being here. So let's tell our audience where you are right now.
Well, presently I am in the beautiful Caribbean island of Trinidad and Tobago, but I am originally from Grenada, which is another beautiful, pure Caribbean island.
So, wow, that's so beautiful. So you live in the paradise, basically.
Oh, yes.
Wonderful. So can you share with us how you got started in your spiritual journey?
I would say my spiritual journey started from infancy. It started off with my great-grandma and my mom with the rituals they had. For instance, my great-grandma, she was from her African descent. She learned a lot about nature. And so that was one aspect of my spiritual journey, watching her interact with the lunar cycle and the herbs around her, seeing her tap the trees. She would literally say, especially at a particular time during the day, if it was after six, she would tap the trees and ask permission to take up the leaves. So I saw her with that in terms of using the nutrition from that to help with healing. And me coming from a strong Christian background back then, I saw her with her rituals in terms of praying. She's the one who taught me to pray and so on. Then, of course, my mom was part and parcel of the whole thing there. And one of the major things I got in terms of spirituality and developing myself were her mindfulness practices in terms of the devotion that she had with us and our eating. So we had dinner time teas. That was a big thing, either breakfast or a dinner time. We would have that spiritual practice of doing our daily word and praying over our food and having a little family discussion. So that was my initial bit of getting into spirituality and learning about God. In addition to that, also, I had my yearning. I had a lot of spiritual yearning during my teenage years. I was searching. I used to be asking them a lot about who is God, I would say. I would ask, and they were not happy with that question at all. I would ask, well, who is God? Everybody's talking about God. And we were coming from a point of rebelliousness or so, but it was simply my curiosity and wanting to dig deeper, wanting to know more. But they were not able to give me the answers then. My grandmother, I remember she telling me, oh, Jocelyn, no one ever saw God and lived. And that just perplexed me even more. You know, so I had back then I had a sort of limited view of what spirituality is, what God is all about. Yes, I knew how to pray. And my view back then was simply a God being that person who was a provider mainly and a protector. So when I had things, as most of my prep was centered around getting things, it was centered around basically supply. So that's what it was, more about father figure in terms of spirituality then.
Wow, that's such a beautiful story, considering the two important women in your life, your grandmother and your mother, were so enveloped in having this connection with God. And when you mentioned about the mindful eating, it kind of reminds me of the parable of Lazarus in the Bible, when, you know, they were saying that, you know, we eat to live, but we don't live to eat. And so when I was growing up, we also prayed before eating. And just doing that act of praying, it makes you realize that the food is grace from God. And not only it gives you the means to survive or to live, but it gives you that sustenance, because, you know, the food is very sacred, right?
Yes. Very, very sacred.
It's very sacred. I mean, it comes from the Mother Earth. And we harvest it, and without God's love, it wouldn't grow into these beautiful food that we eat. And you also mentioned that you ask your grandmother and your mother, who is God. It's kind of like you wanted to know God in a personal level. Because, you know, as we grow up, we have these formal teachings of God, and most of the time God is someone so far away. Someone that is unreachable, right? Someone that we just pray to and praise. And then I like the fact that you wanted to know him on a personal level, because you want that intimacy of having God in your life. And I can relate to that very much. So, Reverend Jocelyn, what was, you know, as you were growing up, I'm sure you have challenges in your life, but what was like the turning point for you in saying, you know, I really have to change. I really have to put God in the center of my life. What was that like for you?
Well, as I continued to grow, lots of things happened. God was always in the center, but that God, as I said, simply mainly as a provider, protector, and so on. So even in, as I prayed, as I dig deep, as I got, I was heavily involved in our church ministry. So church actually became my life. Church was my life. I was in church like 24/7 from Sunday to Sunday. Every day of the week, I was actually in church.
Wow.
But the real turning point for me came about because of one of my rock bottom moments. I had many rock bottom moments. I had a rock bottom moment in relationship to when I lost my son at the tender age of 6 years. That was a rock bottom moment. I had another rock bottom moment when I lost my marriage. So I had these moments, and it was my relationship with God then that truly helped me to move past these traumas and so on in my life. But the connection came, that turning point came when I hit, to me, I said that was my final rock bottom moment in terms of I made that decision at the time to leave my job of over 20 years to grow into business full time. And my whole identity, my self-worth, everything was tied up in my job and those things I did at the time. And so leaving the job and not really having a solid idea of what it took to truly grow a business, I hit rock bottom. My finances was totally out. And I tied up my self-worth with my network. So I felt I had absolutely nothing. I felt I didn't have a voice. I gave up my payment. And it was just one of those moments where I thought the only thing left for me to do was to get inside of the growth. Like, you know, it was, there were times I didn't contemplate too much on it, but I did contemplate on suicide. I remember having a conversation with my daughter at one point where I said, oh, I don't have nothing. So how do I start from nothing? And she said to me, but mom, you know, we always have something. There is always something. And it's from that premise, that rock bottom moment, I truly decided to look at my life and I said, you know what do I have to offer? How do I gain an income? What is this all about? And then I recognized and you know that I had the ability to speak. I had the ability to write. I was interacting with nature. And that's where I learned a lot of my mindfulness practice and talk of meditation. And so I was able to get my nourishing and nurturing from earth. I spoke at the time. I didn't know about flow essence, but somehow as I mingled with the flowers, as I picked up the stone, these things just, they did something for me. They literally nourished me. And so it was, that was the beginning part. And of course, that's what I called, I began to talk about sacred self-care. And of course, it was then I met IIM, or International Metaphysical Ministry, and the teachings of Dr. Paul Leon Rances. And of course, that wonderful community that we have that totally revolutionized my life. And, to this day, I am not the same. You know, I learn about abundance and, you know, I can go on and on.
That's wonderful. I mean, you said that you worked at a company for 20 years and that's a long time. And I can understand why you tie your identity with being an employee and switching your mindset from being an employee to be a business person is not for the faint of heart. There's a reason why there's not a lot of business people, because we have this mentality that we have to work for somebody all the time, that we are at the mercy of companies. And to see your net worth go down, I can understand and I could empathize. When you have no money in the account, that really makes you think that you're worthless, because we associate our worth with our net worth. And sometimes we forget that God is the provider. And when your daughter reminded you that you always have something, she's kind of like telling you, oh, you always have God within you. So your daughter was wise to say those words. So God bless her for saying that. And when she said that, you also realized that you always have something. And then you thought about the gifts that you have, the gifts that God gave you. And you realize that they're more important than money, right?
Because, oh, yes.
Because money can come and go. But the gifts that you have, you will always have them. So, Reverend Jocelyn, now you just wrote a new book. So, congrats on the new book. Can you tell us the title and what made you write your new book?
Well, the title of the book is The Healthy Lifestyle Journey Journal. It's a sacred wellness circle, Own Your Personal Power. It's more of a practical book. But the purpose of writing the book was simply to share simple practical knowledge and action steps that one can take. It was about sharing my love for spirituality, health, and well-being. And to help one to take simple action to get themselves grounded, to reset themselves, to own their personal power, and to operate with self-love in whatever situation they may find themselves in. So that was the whole reason behind wanting to write that book. And simply documenting some of the simple steps that I took during my rock bottom moment.
So when you wrote this book, you were kind of like digging deep within your soul to share what you did in your own life to transform your life. And this book is about like a how-to book on how to dig deep and look for their courage within. So can you tell us how your book can help people in a more like a practical way?
Definitely. The book is, in a very practical way, the book is all about learning simple ways of reclaiming your power, tapping into your inner power. So as I mentioned earlier, no matter what situation that you are involved in or may have come your way, you can use these steps to help you. It's compiled with a number of different challenges and activities that can help one to heal and reclaim that power. So now one of the things two of the major principles which I focus on a lot within the sacred circle or the healthy lifestyle journey is that it's gratitude and journaling. So although it's simple, it is, we have like within that, those very simple steps, we have five different types of journaling activity that will help you to tap into being that person that you are. So we have journaling in terms of gratitude. We have reflective journaling. We have health journaling. We have goals journaling. We have therapeutic journaling. And all of these things helped one. In fact, research is showing now that just within 4 days of feeling gratitude, one can strengthen the immune system by 50%, which is far better than any flu shot. So that's the whole essence of the book, helping someone to boost their mood, to reduce symptoms of depression, and to overall enhance their sense of well-being.
Wow, I love that. Especially with the gratitude and the journaling. I myself journal every day, and I think it draws upon the inner wisdom, right? Yes. Because you are with your thoughts, and when you're writing things out, it's as if you're self-coaching. You learn so much about yourself. This is the most practical way that I can think of learning about yourself and bringing out your inner wisdom. So aside from your book, how can people get in touch with you? What kinds of services do you offer?
Well, as a mental physician and as a health coach, I offer different programs. So one of the programs that came directly out of, in fact, that was the beginning of the book, is what I call Sacred Self-Care Manifestation Toolkit. So that's a program where individuals can use to help them to use a lunar cycle to tap into the inner being. And of course, we deal with meditation and a number of other healthy, helpful practices. So that's one program. Of course, I have one-on-one program that if you want to make contact with me to deal with some trauma and whatever other else in terms of own your personal power, I focus a lot on helping one to reclaim their power to rediscover themselves, because I feel that, you know, we all came here knowing, and somehow along the line pick up on different programming that which would have helped us to forget who we are. So I have programs in relationship to that. And of course, I have a sacred wellness circle. So that's a group program where individuals can come out and interact with each other and pull from each other's knowledge and each other's wisdom. So that is three ways that you can work with me through my program in terms of the sacred self-care of my work. Recently, I have partnered with Always, which is a nutrition nonprofit organization, where we help individuals to develop an appreciation for their culture. Right now, the focus for me in that particular program is helping individuals from African heritage or folks who just want to understand a little bit more for African heritage. Because oftentimes, I saw there are times that the African, quote-unquote, soul food got a bad rap in terms of folks thinking that this diet is a diet that only encourages diabetes, overweight, heart attack, and those things. But what we what Always and myself have learned is that if you track the African heritage, if you go right back to your roots, you would recognize that our foreparents, their diet was healthy and was grounded in plants. And if they do have meat in the diet, it was more of a ceremonial nature or to add flavor to the diet. So we help you to develop an appreciation for your culture, the healthy and roundest healthy aspect of your culture and how you can put it into practice in your everyday diet. So that's another program I have available.
That sounds great. I mean, I'm always curious about different cuisine, and it's really cool that you trace back the original African cuisine. I think the idea that soul food is unhealthy, I think it's more of a westernized version. Because in the U.S., you know, when you think about the southern food, everything is fried and they use lard and all that stuff. I mean, I'm not trying to say bad things about the western food, but it seems like to this day, everything is more processed. And everything is cooked in a way that's not healthy, you know, because they don't have much time to prepare for food. So we prepare food in the fastest way possible, but it destroys the nutrients of the food. So I think a lot of people would benefit from learning about your program. Because the same thing in the Philippines, what we make, it takes a long time. We don't rush what we cook, and we cook from the heart, right? Yeah. That's why the food tastes so much better, because we, we cook with love, right?
Oh, that goes such a long way.
You can tell the difference when something is not cooked with love.
So true.
Reverend Jocelyn, I had a great time with you today. So how can people get in touch with you? How can people contact you?
Well, I am on most of the social media platforms. So I am on Facebook as Reverend Jocelyn Fowery Payne. Then my page where I do quite a bit of education, it's Reverend Jocelyn, the Intuitive Wellbeing Educator. And you will find me also on LinkedIn as Reverend Jocelyn Fowery Payne. And on IG, I will be found as the Intuitive Wellbeing Institute. And I also have my website, which is a work in progress. Mm-hmm. It's reverendjocelyn.link.
Yes? Okay.
Yes.
Great. And your new book, it's available on Amazon, correct?
Sure. The book is available on Amazon in Kindle form, in paperback, and in hardcover.
Wonderful. Reverend Jocelyn, it was such a pleasure to have you.
It is all my pleasure, too. It was great being on your podcast, Reverend Michelle. Truly a pleasure to be here and to share.
Thank you. You have a wonderful day, okay?
Thanks for having me.
I'll see you at IMM.
Sure. It's an institution that truly, truly helped me to become grounded and to stand in confidence knowing who I am, and give me the opportunity now to share with the world and to help others come into the fullness of who they are.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I can relate to that because, you know, I grew up as a Catholic and I'm still a Catholic. But before, I never really heard about being a metaphysician. And with the teachings that I learned from IMM has just blown me away. It's something that I connect to at a personal level. And I'm just so happy to meet wonderful people like you at that community. So more blessings to you, and I'll see you again.
Okay, thank you.
Bye.
Bye-bye.